Chapter 1. Fundamentals of Machine Learning. The concept of artificial intelligence technology stems from the idea that machines are capable of human-like intelligence and can mimic human thought processing and learning capabilities to adapt to new inputs and perform tasks without requiring human assistance. Machine learning is integral to the concept of artificial intelligence. Machine learning technology, or ML, is referred to the concept of artificial intelligence technology that focuses primarily on the engineered capability of machines to explicitly learn and self-train by identifying data patterns to improve upon the underlying algorithm and make independent decisions with no human intervention. In 1959, pioneering computer gaming and artificial intelligence expert Arthur Samuel coined the term machine learning during his tenure at IBM. Machine learning hypothesizes that modern-day computers can be trained using targeted training datasets that can be easily customized to develop desired functionalities. Machine learning is driven by the pattern recognition technique, wherein the machine records and revisits past interactions and results that are deemed in alignment with its current situation. Given the fact that machines are required to process the endless amount of data, with new data always pouring in, they must be equipped to adapt to the new data without needing to be programmed by a human, which speaks to the iterative aspect of ML. Now, the topic of machine learning is so hot that the academia, business world, and the scientific community have their take on its definition. Here are some of the widely accepted definitions from select highly reputed sources. Machine learning is the science of getting computers to act without being explicitly programmed. Stanford University. The field of machine learning seeks to answer the question, how can we build computer systems that automatically improve with experience, and what are the fundamental laws that govern all learning processes? Carnegie Mellon University. Machine learning algorithms can figure out how to perform important tasks by generalizing from examples. University of Washington. Machine learning, at its most basic, is the practice of using algorithms to parse data, learn from it, and then decide or prediction about something in the world. NVIDIA. Machine learning is based on algorithms that can learn from data without relying on rules-based programming. McKinsey. Basic concepts of machine learning. The biggest draw of machine learning is the engineered capability of the system to learn programs from the data automatically, instead of manually constructing the program for the machine. Over the last decade, the use of machine learning algorithms expanded from computer science to the industrial world. Machine learning algorithms are capable of generalizing tasks to execute them iteratively. The process of developing specific programs for specific tasks costs a lot of time and money, but occasionally it's just impossible to achieve. On the other hand, ML programming is often feasible and tends to be much more cost-effective. The use of machine learning in tackling ambitious issues of widespread importance, such as global warming and depleting underground water levels, is promising with a massive collection of relevant data. A breakthrough in machine learning would be worth 10 Microsoft. Bill Gates. Many types of machine learning exist today, but the concept of machine learning largely boils down to three components: representation, evaluation, and optimization. Here are some of the standard concepts that apply to all of them. Representation. Machine learning models are incapable of directly hearing, seeing, or sensing input examples. Therefore, data representation is required to supply the model with a useful vantage point into the key qualities of the data. To be able to successfully train a machine learning model selection of key features that best represent the data is very important. Representation simply refers to the act of representing data points from a computer to a language that it understands using a set of classifiers. A classifier can be defined as a system that inputs a vector of discrete or continuous feature values and outputs a single discrete value called class. For a model to learn from the represented data, the training dataset, or the hypothesis space, must contain the desired classifier that you want the models to be trained on. Any classifiers that are external to the hypothesis space cannot be learned by the model. The data features used to represent the input are very critical to the machine learning process. The data features are so important to the development of the desired machine learning model that can easily be the difference between successful and failed machine learning projects. A training dataset containing multiple independent features that are well correlated with the class can make the machine learning much smoother. On the other hand, the class containing complex features may not be easy to learn from the machine. This often requires the raw data to be processed so that the desired features can be constructed from it to be leveraged for the ML model. The process of deriving features from raw data tends to be the most time-consuming and laborious part of the ML project. It is also considered the most creative and interesting part of the project, where intuition and trial and error play just as important a role as the technical requirements. The process of ML is not a one-shot process of developing a training dataset and executing it. Instead, it is an iterative process that requires analysis of the post-run output, followed by modification of the training dataset, and then repeating the whole process all over again. Another reason for the extensive time and effort required to engineer the training dataset is domain specificity. Training dataset for an e-commerce platform to generate predictions based on consumer behavior analysis will be very different from the training dataset required to develop a self-driving car. However, the actual machine learning process remains largely the same across industrial domains. No wonder a lot of research is being done to automate the feature engineering process. Evaluation. Essentially, the process of judging multiple hypotheses or models to choose one model over another is referred to as an evaluation. To be able to differentiate between useful classifiers from the vague ones, an evaluation function is required. The evaluation function is also called an objective, utility, or scoring function. The machine learning algorithm has its internal evaluation function, which tends to be different from the external evaluation function, used by the researchers to optimize the classifier. Usually, the evaluation function is defined before the selection of the data representation tool, as the first step of the project. For example, the machine learning model for a self-driving car has the feature for identification of pedestrians in its vicinity at near zero false negatives and a low false positive as an evaluation function and the pre-existing condition that needs to be represented using applicable data features. Optimization. The process of searching the space of represented models to achieve better evaluations or higher scoring classifier is called optimization. For algorithms with more than one optimum classifier, the selection of optimization technique is very critical in the determination of the classifier produced and to achieve a more efficient learning model. A variety of off-the-shelf optimizers are available in the market to kickstart new machine learning models before eventually replacing them with custom-designed optimizers. Basic machine learning terminologies. Agent. In the context of reinforcement learning, an agent refers to the entity that uses a policy to maximize expected return gained from transitioning between states of the environment. Boosting. Boosting can be defined as a machine learning technique that iteratively combines a set of simple and not very accurate classifiers, referred to as weak classifiers, into a classifier with high accuracy, or a strong classifier by upweighting the examples that the model is currently misclassifying. Candidate generation. The phase of selecting the first set of recommendations by a recommendation system is referred to as a candidate generation. For example, a book library can offer 500,000 titles. This technique will produce a subset of few 100 books meeting the needs of a particular user and can be refined further to an even smaller set as needed. Categorical data. Data features boasting a discrete set of possible values is called as categorical data. For example, a categorical feature labeled car style can have an unconnected set of multiple possible values, including sedan, coupe, SUV. Checkpoint. Checkpoint can be defined as the data that can capture the state of the variables of a learning model particular moment in time. With the use of checkpoints, training can be carried out across multiple sessions, and model weights or scores can be exported. Class. Class can be defined as one of a set of listed target values for a given label. For example, a machine learning model designed to detect spam will have two classes, namely spam and not spam. Classification model. The type of ML model used to distinguish between two or more discrete classes of data is referred to as a classification model. For example, a classification model for identification of dog breeds could assess whether the dog picture used as input is Labrador, Schnauzer, German Shepherd, Beagle, and so on. Collaborative filtering. The process of generating predictions for a particular user based on the shared interest of a group of similar users is called collaborative filtering. Continuous feature. It is defined as a floating point feature with an infinite range of possible values. Discrete feature. It is defined as a rigid feature with a finite set of possible values. Discriminator. The system that determines whether the input examples are real or fake is called discriminator. Downsampling. The process of downsampling refers to the act of reducing the amount of information contained in a feature, or using a disproportionately low percentage of overrepresented class examples to train the learning model more efficiently. Dynamic model. A learning model that is continuously receiving input data to be trained continuously is called dynamic model. Ensemble. The set of predictions generated by merging predictions of multiple models is called ensemble. Environment. The term environment used in the context of reinforcement machine learning constitutes the world that contains the agent and allows the agent to observe that world's state. Episode. The term episode used in the context of reinforcement machine learning constitutes every iterative attempt made by the agent to learn from its environment. Feature. An input data variable that is used in generating predictions is called feature. Feature engineering. Feature engineering can be defined as the process of determining which features might be useful in training a model, and then converting raw data from log files and other sources into said features. Feature extraction. Feature extraction can be defined as the process of retrieving intermediate feature representations calculated by unsupervised or pre-trained model for use in another model as input. Few-shot learning. Few-shot learning can be defined as a machine learning approach, often used for object classification, designed to learn effective classifiers from only a small number of training examples. Fine-tuning. the process of performing a secondary optimization to adjust the parameters of an already trained model to fit a new problem is called fine-tuning. It is widely used to refit the weights of a trained unsupervised model to a supervised model. Generalization. The ability of the machine learning model to make correct predictions on new, previously unseen data, as opposed to the data used to train the model, is called generalization. Inference. In the context of ML, an inference can be defined as the process of making predictions by applying the trained model to unlabeled examples. Label. In the context of machine learning, supervised, the answer or result part of an example is called label. A labeled dataset can constitute single or multiple features and corresponding labels for every example. For example, in a house dataset, the features could include the year built, number of bedrooms and bathrooms, while the label can be the house's price. Linear model. Linear model is defined as a model that assigns one weight per feature to make predictions. Loss. In the context of machine learning, loss refers to the measure of how far are the predictions generated by the model from its label. Matplotlib. It is an open-source Python 2D plotting library which is used to visualize different aspects of machine learning. Model. In the context of ML, a model can be defined as the representation of what a machine learning system has learned from the training data. NumPy. An open-source math library that provides efficient array operations in Python. One-shot learning. In the context of ML, one-shot learning refers to a machine learning approach designed to learn effective classifiers from a single training example, often used for object classification. Overfitting. In the context of machine learning, overfitting is referred to as creation of a model that matches the training data so closely that the model fails to make correct predictions on new data. Parameter. A variable of a model that the machine learning system can train on its own is called parameter. Pipeline. In the context of ML, pipeline refers to the infrastructure surrounding a machine learning algorithm and includes a collection of data, addition of the data to training data files, training one or more models, and exporting the models to production. Random forest. In the context of machine learning, the concept of random forest pertains to an ensemble approach for finding the decision tree that best fits the training data by developing multiple decision trees with a random selection of features. Scaling. In the context of machine learning, scaling refers to a common feature engineering practice to tame a feature's range of values to match the range of other features in the dataset. Sequence model. A sequence model simply refers to a model with sequential dependency on data inputs to generate a future prediction. Underfitting. In the context of ML, underfitting refers to production of a machine learning model with poor predictive ability because the model hasn't captured the complexity of the training data. Validation. The process used to evaluate the quality of a machine learning model uses the validation set as part of the model training phase is called validation. The main goal of this process is to make sure that the performance of the ML model can be applied beyond the training set. Types of machine learning models. Artificial neural networks. Artificial neural networks, or ANN, have been developed with inspiration from the structure of the human brain and utilizes numerous processing units like human neurons or nodes working as one. Each ANN has numerous concealed layers, including an input and an output layer. These neurons are connected in a complex with one another by weighted links. A solitary neuron is capable of accepting input from various neurons. When a neuron gets activated, it casts a weighted vote to control the activation of the subsequent neuron that is collecting the input. An algorithm modifies these weights following the training data to optimize learning. A simple algorithm called fire together, wire together increases the weight between two connected neurons when the activation of either neuron leads to subsequent activation of the other neuron. Concepts are formed and distributed through the subnetwork of shared neurons. The most widely recognized ANN deal with the unidirectional progression of information and are called feed-forward ANN. However, ANN can also be used for bidirectional and cyclic progression of information to gain state equilibrium. ANNs are less dependent on prior assumptions and able to learn from prior cases by modifying the connected weights. They can be utilized with either supervised or unsupervised learning. The use of supervised learning will generate correct ANN output for every input pattern. By varying the weights, the error between the target output and the output produced by ANN can be effectively minimized. For example, a type of supervised learning algorithm called reinforced learning informs the ANN whether the output it produced is correct or not, instead of directly supplying the correct output. On the other hand, unsupervised learning algorithm is capable of providing a variety of input pattern to the ANN, which is then processed by the ANN to self-explore the relationship between the provided input patterns and learn to categorize them accordingly. Artificial neural networks utilizing a combination of supervised and unsupervised learning are also available. ANN is the choice of the learning model to address data-driven problems with unknown or difficult-to-comprehend algorithm or rules credited to their defined data structure and nonlinear computations. ANNs are capable of efficiently processing complex information and can easily withstand multivariable data errors. Problems requiring a complete understanding of and insight into the actual process are not suitable for the ANN model, given its black box nature, providing no view into the underlying process. ANNs are widely used to resolve problems that require pattern classification, by assigning input pattern to one of the predetermined classes. For example, classification of land based on satellite images. Clustering, which is simply an unsupervised pattern classification model. For example, the prediction of the ecological status of water streams using defined input patterns. Function approximation or regression, which is capable of creating a function out of the provided set of training patterns. For example, prediction of ozone concentration in the atmosphere, estimation of the amount of nitrate in groundwater, and modeling water supply. Prediction, which utilizes prior data samples in a time series to estimate the output. For example, prediction of air and water quality. Optimization, which is used to maximize or minimize a cost function subject to predefined constraints. For example, calibration of infiltration equations. Retrieval by content, which is capable of recalling memory even if the input is incomplete or distorted. For example, using satellite images to produce water quality proxies. Process control, which seeks to keep the velocity under changing data load close to constant by changing the throttle angle. For example, engine speed control. Genetic algorithms. As one can gather from the name, genetic algorithm, or GA, mimics the nature's theory of selection by transferring the traits of the fitter solutions to the offspring and supplanting the less fit solutions. The genetic algorithm will keep evolving until a desired solution of the problem is achieved. Similar to human chromosomes, every potential solution is encoded as a binary string of traits, and each arrangement of the progressive population are referred to as generations. The original population set is produced randomly and all superseding generations are created through the process of selection and reproduction. A specific subset of the populace is then selectively bred to produce new chromosomes. The process of selection is driven by the fitness of the individual solutions, including closeness to a perfect solution and deterministic examining. The closeness to a perfect solution is frequently carried out by the roulette section method, leading to the arbitrary selection of a parent with calculated probability based on its fitness. Then, the deterministic examining allots a value to a subset of a selected organism. Conventional propagation is achieved through genetic crossover, which produces the offspring by trading chromosomes from two parents and inserting mutations in the chromosomes to randomly modify some portion of the parent chromosome. The propagation doesn't happen as in the human world, but allows the introduction of new genetic material in the gene pool. Mutation is considered less important than crossover in the advancement of the search, but is deemed vital in the maintenance of genetic diversity, which is fundamental to continued evolution. In steady-state genetic algorithms, fewer fit members are superseded by the new generation, bringing about an increase in the average fitness of the model. The cycle of reproduction and selection is repeated until the completion criteria are met. For example, optimum fitness has been reached, or all organisms are identical, and evolution is not generating new results. By focusing only on fitness examination and not accounting for other derivatives, genetic algorithms are considered highly robust computationally and capable of can smoothly balance load and efficacy. Another significant aspect of the genetic algorithm is its capability to indirectly sample a big volume of code sequences that has been tested. Unlike the stochastic search techniques, which cannot search through noisy and multimodal relations, genetic algorithm can store a whole population of solutions instead of adjusting just a single solution. Some application examples of genetic algorithms include forecasting air quality, calibration of the water quality models, estimation of soil bulk density, and water management systems. Decision trees. A machine learning decision tree can be defined as a tree-like graphical representation of decision-making process by taking into consideration all the conditions or factors that can influence the decision and the consequences of those decisions. Decision trees are considered one of the simplest supervised machine learning algorithms and has three main elements: branch nodes, representing conditions of the dataset; edges, representing ongoing decision process; and leaf nodes, representing the end of the decision. Decision trees make for an excellent predictive analysis technique, with wide application in generating predictions for the values of categorical as well as continuous target variables. Note the very important concept of decision trees will be explored in detail in the next chapter of this book. Probabilistic programming. Probabilistic programming is a high-level programming language that empowers formation of probability models with the capability to extract values from distributions and condition these values into a program. The probabilistic programming-based learning systems are capable of making inferences from earlier knowledge, permitting decision-making even in the face of uncertainty. To capture the knowledge of the target system, quantitative and probabilistic terms are utilized. With adequate training, the model can be applied to explicit inquiries to generate answers through a process called inference. With the use of probabilistic programming language, the probability model can also be solved automatically without any external assistance. It also supports uninterrupted access and reusability of machine learning model libraries and provides support for interactive modeling as well as formal verification. The abstraction layer within the probabilistic algorithm is paramount to nurture generic and efficient inferences because various artificial intelligence problems require the agent to process fragmented and distorted dataset. Probabilistic algorithms are widely used to analyze large volumes of data, to generate predictions and assist perception systems in the analysis of the underlying processes. Some examples of probabilistic programming applications are medical imaging, financial predictions, machine perception, and weather forecasting. The most widely used probabilistic model is called Bayesian network, which uses Bayesian inference to compute probability. The Bayesian network can generate inferences in two forms. The first one is the assessment of the joint probability of a specific assignment of values for every single variable in the network, while the second form is the assessment of the probability of a subset of variables that have been given assignments of an alternate subset of variables. The problems about reasoning, learning, planning, and perception of the system can be addressed with the application of the Bayesian networks. The Bayesian inference algorithm is utilized in the resolution of reasoning problems, while the expectation and maximization algorithm can be used to address learning problems. The dynamic Bayesian networks allow for unfettered perception and decision networks, which are widely used to solve planning issues. Machine learning in practice. The complete process of machine learning is much more extensive than just the development and application of machine learning algorithms, and can be divided into steps below. 1. Define the goals of the project, taking into careful consideration all the prior knowledge and domain expertise available. Goals can easily become ambiguous, since there are always additional things you want to achieve than practically possible to implement. 2. The data pre-processing and cleaning must result in a high-quality dataset. This is the most critical and time-consuming step of the whole project. The larger the volume of data, the more noise it brings to the training dataset, which must be eradicated before feeding to the learner system. 3. Selection of appropriate learning model to meet the requirements of your project. This process tends to be rather simple, given the various types of data models present in the market. 4. Depending on the domain the machine learning model is applied to, the results may or may not require a clear understanding of the model by human experts, as long as the model can successfully deliver desired results. 5. The final step is to consolidate and deploy knowledge or information gathered from the model to be used on an industrial level. 6. The whole cycle from step 1 to 5 listed above is iteratively repeated until a result that can be used in practice is achieved. Importance of machine learning. To get a sense of how significant machine learning is in our everyday lives, it is simpler to state what part of our cutting-edge way of life has not been touched by it. Each aspect of human life is being impacted by the smart machines intended to expand human capacities and improve efficiencies. Artificial intelligence and machine learning technology is the focal precept of the fourth industrial revolution that could question our thoughts regarding being human. Here are a few reasons to help you understand the significance of machine learning in our daily lives. Automation of repetitive learning and revelation of data. Not at all like hardware-driven robotic automation that simply automates manual assignments, machine learning allows performance of high-volume, computer-based tasks consistently and dependently. Machine learning algorithms are helping artificial intelligence to adapt to the evolving world by allowing the machine or system to learn, take note, and improve upon its prior errors. Machine learning algorithm functions as a classifier or a predictor to acquire new skills and identify data pattern and structure. For example, machine learning algorithm has generated a system that can teach itself how to play chess and even how to generate product recommendations based on customer activity and behavior data. The beauty of this model is that it adapts with every new set of data. Machine learning has analyzed deeper and larger dataset feasible with the use of neural networks containing multiple hidden layers. Think about it. A fraud detection system with numerous concealed layers would deem a work of fantasy just a couple of years ago. With the advent of big data and unlikely to envision computer powers, a whole new world is on the horizon. The data of the machines resemble the gas to the vehicle. The more data you add to them, the faster and more accurate results we'll get. Deep learning models flourish with an abundance of data because they gain straightforwardly from the data. The deep neural networks of the machine learning algorithms have resulted in unbelievable accuracy. For example, frequent and repeated use of smart tech like Amazon Alexa and Google Search results in increased accuracy derived from deep learning. These deep neural networks are also empowering our medical field. Imagine classification and object recognition are now capable of finding cancer on MRIs with similar accuracy as that of a highly trained radiologist. Artificial intelligence is allowing for enhanced and improved use of big data analytics in conjunction with machine learning algorithms. Data has evolved as its currency, and when algorithms are self-learning, it can easily become intellectual property. The raw data is similar to a gold mine in that the more and deeper you dig, the more gold or valuable insight you can dig out or extract. Application of machine learning algorithms to the data can enable you to find the correct solutions quicker and makes for an upper hand. Keep in mind the best information will consistently win, although everyone is utilizing comparative techniques.